Sharp's Devil by Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Prologue. There were 16 men and only 12 mules. None of the men was willing to abandon the journey, so tempers were edgy and not made any better by the day's oppressive and steamy heat. The 16 men were waiting by the shore, where the black basalt cliffs edged the small port, and where there was no wind to relieve the humidity. Somewhere in the hills there sounded a grumble of thunder. All but one of the 16 men were uniformed. They stood sweltering and impatient in the shade of heavily branched evergreen trees, while the 12 mules, attended by black slaves, drooped beside a briar hedge that was brilliant with small white roses. The sun, climbing towards noon, shimmered in an atmosphere that smelt of roses, pomegranates, seaweed, myrtle, and sewage. Two warships, their square-cut sails turned dirty grey by the long usage of wind and rain, patrolled far offshore. Closer, in the anchorage itself, a large Spanish frigate lay to twin anchors. It was not a good anchorage, for the ocean's swells were scarcely vitiated by the embracing shore, nor was the water at the quayside deep enough to allow a great ship to moor alongside, and so the 16 men had come ashore in the Spanish frigate's longboats. Now they waited in the oppressive, windless heat. In one of the houses just beyond the rose-bright hedge, a baby cried.
More mules are being fetched. If you gentlemen will do us the honour of patience, and accept our sincerest apologies.
The speaker, a very young, red-coated British lieutenant, whose face was running with sweat, displayed too much contrition.
We didn't expect 16 gentlemen, you understand, only 14, though... Well, of course...